Hello, everybody. It's May 20th, 2018, and you are listening to Hobosode number 105. This one's brought to you by Andy. He's one of the people on Patreon that's been supporting the show. Thank you, Andy. I've got a pretty interesting list here from someone named Michael. He says, "Hey, Brad, I was out disc golfing at a state park, and I saw a flyer with names of people that have reserved something at the park. I believe there is some type of pavilion there, and they have camping there also. Would be fun to call and torment some recipients. Love, Michael." So, okay, yeah, he sends me a couple of photographs of a list. I wonder where they posted the list at. Did they put it up, like, in a shelter or something? Or was it indoors? I can't really tell from the picture. But anyway, yeah, let's call the first one on the list. Her name is Selina.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Selina?
Who's this?
Well, this is Roy from the state park. I guess you were using one of our shelters yesterday.
Shelters?
Well, you know, you're using the park.
Oh, yeah. That was earlier this week.
Right, yeah. I see that here. So, did I not reach Selina? Is this the wrong number?
No, this is her.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, she's right here.
Okay, maybe you should put her on. Maybe she'll sound less stoned.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Selina?
Selina, yeah.
Selina, this is Roy from the state park. You, guess you were using one of the shelters? Or one of the park areas?
We camped there on Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, you camped here, that's what it was. Hey, we're going to be using your yard this coming Wednesday.
Okay.
We're going to just, it's going to be a family of four. They're going to be putting up a tent in your backyard, and they will be there for just two nights.
Okay. I'm really confused. All we did was rent a campsite for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a campsite sharing thing. So, like, you know, you use our property, and then we rent out yours for a couple days.
What do you mean?
Like, they're going to be showing up in your yard, and they're just going to, you know, they're going to put up a tent, possibly do a campfire. It's okay. We've set it up so they've got permits to start a fire in your yard.
Like our house where we live?
Yeah, yeah, right where you live. They're going to be in the backyard. Is the backyard all cleaned up?
I am so confused. I rented a site at a campground. Like, I didn't sign up to rent my house out.
Oh, no, this is how it works these days. You know, like, for the number of days that you stay here, we let someone else stay at your house for a couple of days, and that way it's fair.
But we paid to stay there.
Yeah, they're gonna pay you $6 a night. They'll either give you a check or cash.
Can we opt out of this?
Oh no. Nope. They're gonna be there on Wednesday. They've already signed up and they're gonna be there. So is your yard all cleaned up?
Is this a joke?
Oh no, I wouldn't kid about something like this.
I heard somebody laughing.
I heard that too. It wasn't me though. Like, I thought it was on your end. What the hell? Okay, who's on my extension? Who's on my phone? Like, who's doing that? Who's messing with me? Show yourself. It's not funny. You just ruined my call. Or wasn't that her laughing? Or like, I don't know, did it echo back at her? I think her and her husband are probably stoned or something. Like, what the hell was that when he answered the phone? He's being all weird at me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Now she's not picking up. Oh, well. Her name's Selina. It's spelled exactly like Selina, Ohio, so she doesn't need to tell me how to pronounce it. Try and tell me it's Selina. Apparently she's been pronouncing her name wrong all these years. What a fucking idiot. And damn it, I thought that was a good idea that I came up with right there on the fly. Telling them they have to do a camping swap thing. It's brilliant. Whoever's listening in on my extension phone had to ruin it.
Hello?
Hey, that Selina lady, she hung up on me, and I was trying to talk to her about the park.
Yeah, who is this? The not going to be calling at fucking 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, no,
so
yeah. No, I work here late at night. I watch the park late at night. What's the problem?
Okay, what park?
The state park. Yeah, and look, I'm just letting you know, there's going to be some people there on Wednesday. They're going to camp in your yard. It's not a big deal. We do this all the time. She's acting like this is stupid.
Yeah.
And then she's telling me somebody's laughing on the phone when it's her. Are you guys just both stoned or what?
Oh, are we stoned? Yeah, we're not stoned. Well, we think you might be, but...
I'm not stoned. I'm not allowed to be stoned.
All right, let's see.
For 5 more years.
Okay.
Because of my probation. I don't see what your problem is. I'm just calling to let you know. That's all it is.
Okay.
Just be expecting some campers there on Wednesday, and don't give them an attitude
okay,
like
so
this.
Okay, so you work in State Park, but you're calling with the number for which doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm calling from my cell phone number.
Okay, so somebody from is working at the State Park.
I used to live in now I live here. Phone okay. numbers don't have to change just because you move. It's 2018, you fucking idiot.
Who is this?
But look, you know your name's not even on here, so just put Selina on the phone.
No, how the fuck did you get that information? Because I know you're not from there.
Hey, tell Selina to shut the fuck up. It's
dude, who the fuck are you? Seriously, you want to get your fucking ass beat?
Oh, I'm not gonna get my ass beat.
I know. Yeah, I know you're not, because you're some fucking retard calling on a fucking phone. You don't work for the park, so...
How do you know?
Seriously.
There he goes, hanging up on me, just like Selina did. And he didn't correct me on her name. He knows how her name's pronounced. He just doesn't want to argue with her about it. Oh, I see. So, like, on this list, there's an arrival date and a departure date. So she was there from the 17th to the 19th. This guy is there from the 17th to the 20th. So he's there tonight.
Yes, this is Frank.
And that's why he's not picking up his phone. So I'm going to have to call these people back in a couple of days because these are all on the 20th. This one here is the 22nd. Oh, no, I should try them all at least because they could have cell phones. It's 2018, you know. Hello, Samantha?
Yeah.
It's Roy from the state park.
Hi.
Hi there. I guess you're staying with us tonight?
No, I was over the weekend.
Oh.
I left today.
Yeah, that's what it shows here. Hey, there's some people there playing disc golf.
Okay.
And I guess they were getting kind of close to your campsite there, and you kept giving them snake eyes?
No.
Uh-huh, that's what it says on this report here. They say...
We didn't even camp by the disc golf area. We were on the side on site 89.
Yeah, but they were doing disc golf all over the place. They were being, like, real rebels about it, and they were wandering into campsite areas and throwing their discs around.
No, we didn't encounter anybody. Hold on, let me put your phone, because my husband's next to me. Apparently, people said they were doing disc golf by our site, and we were glaring at them, giving them snake eyes.
We were on
85.
Yeah, right on the corner.
Right on the corner.
Yeah.
We didn't even encounter anybody. Some guy drove by and asked where a walking trail was, and I politely talked to him and said, you know, there's walking trails right over here by the watering hole. There's some that go out on the peak. I didn't encounter anybody. I said earlier when I left, I called and made a report that the people that were camping next to us on site 87 were out there shooting BB guns and arrows, and I didn't feel safe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those guys. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of reports about them. We're dealing with those guys.
I didn't know. I didn't encounter anybody. I didn't even look at anybody or nothing.
Yeah, but the disc golf people, they said that the BB gun people and the arrow people, they were really nice. But then they said you guys were giving them snake eyes.
Oh, no. And all day Friday, we spent the whole day in the camper because it was raining. Saturday during the day, we were gone from probably 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. because my daughter had baton and we had to take her to her class.
His name was Sensei Doug. You didn't talk to a guy named Sensei Doug?
No, I didn't talk to anybody.
Because he was wearing his karate uniform?
No, I didn't encounter nobody in any karate uniform, nobody, nothing.
And his black belt,
Bob
he said...
Wilson, Bob Wilson walked my daughter up to me because she fell off her bike. But we know Bob because he worked with my husband. And
it's always something with Bob. You know, he probably pushed her.
But other than that, no, we didn't talk to nobody.
Yeah, Sensei Doug, he said he came up and talked to you guys, and you didn't bow to him because he's a black belt, and you're supposed to bow to him?
No. No, nobody talked to us or anything.
Yeah, you have to bow to Sensei Doug. Like, if you ever see Sensei Doug out there, it's a real thing with him.
Oh, okay, but we didn't encounter him. So.
Okay. All righty.
I apologize to whoever did it, but no, really, we, you know, I have a 3-month-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. I'm not out there being...
Giving people snake eyes?
So.
You're not giving people snake eyes?
No, I don't even know what snake eyes are.
Oh, I don't know.
Besides
that's not
rolling
what,
them on a dice, honestly.
That's not what,
I don't...
That's not what Sensei Doug told us.
No, we did not encounter nobody. Some guy in a vehicle drove by and asked about a walking trail. He said he wasn't from here. And
was he wearing
I told him, and then he was like, what about the boat launch? And I said, I don't know. I think there's trails down there.
Was
we didn't talk to nobody.
Was he a black belt?
Or look at anybody.
Was he a black belt, the guy that asked?
No, he was a young guy. He was probably 22 years old.
Oh, okay.
And he had a kid with him.
Well, just make sure if you come back here, you give Sensei Doug, like you bow to Sensei Doug. You like bow to him.
Is he there a lot? Because we camp there a couple times every year. And
oh, yeah.
We've never seen him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's there all the time. Like it's getting irritating at this point. But yeah, make sure your head isn't higher than his because that'll be a problem.
No, never.
Okay. Do you know the name of the people that were shooting the BB guns?
No, we didn't even talk to them. The only thing I did comment to them when we were getting ready to pull out, I said, I don't think you're supposed to have weapons here, but you might want to be careful that somebody don't call the cops because they see a gun.
But they were in Site 87?
Yeah, they were in Site 87, and they were going across the little road to Site 86, and they were shooting off arrows into, like, pop cans, and then they pulled out the BB gun, and...
I see. Okay. Yeah, we'll have a talk. That sounds like Frank. We'll have a talk with Frank.
All right. Well.
It's always something with Frank.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, as long as you're, just bowing to Sensei Doug, everything should be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
No problem.
And you're sure it wasn't you with the BB guns?
Yeah. I'm positive.
Okay.
So... Are you really, or are you just somebody calling and fucking with me?
Okay, fine. I'm just a prank caller, that's all.
Okay.
Just joking around with you. Just joshing.
All right, who are you?
Just some weird guy. Like, I saw all the numbers on the list up here, and I'm like, yeah, I should call up and say you weren't bound to Sensei Doug. That'll be hilarious.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, enjoy your night. And careful, don't call the wrong person. You might piss somebody off.
Oh, I'm gonna call Frank. I'm gonna call up Frank and say, "Hey, what's up with the arrows and the BB guns?"
I would. They weren't smart at all. I was surprised one of them didn't get shot in the back by that 6-year-old kid they have with them shooting them.
Ah, it's fucking Frank.
Oh, fucking Frank.
Frank, Frank, and Todd. They're gonna get it.
I'll give it to them then.
I will. You watch me.
You have a good night.
All right. Thanks. You too. I hope you had a good time camping.
Oh, we did. We love it up there.
I'm going to go back to playing my disc golf.
Have fun.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was very weird and awkward. And what the hell was that? So, yeah, she told me campsite 87. And I see a number 87. That's where Frank is. And I've already tried to call Frank and he did not pick up. And it looks like someone with the same last name is in the campsite next to them. And they are due to be home today or tomorrow. It says the 20th, but that's what Samantha said too. So maybe 20th is the day that they're coming home, I guess. Yeah, he's still not picking up. Let me try Todd. Frank and Todd. Firing their BB guns. I'm going to say he killed one of the state birds. Like one of those BBs came down, killed a state bird. I don't know what the state bird is, though.
This is Todd.
All right. Man, I hope I can get a hold of one of them tomorrow. That'll be awesome. But guess who's next? Bob. You know, the guy that walked her daughter home because she fell off her bike?
Hello.
Hey there, is this Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, this is Roy from the state park. You were camping with us this week.
Yeah.
And one of your campsite neighbors there, they said that you kept giving him dirty looks just because he was firing his BB guns and arrows around.
Wasn't me. I was in spot 95.
Yeah, that's what we show here. And he says you were, he was just innocently firing his BB gun all over the place and firing arrows, and you just kept giving him snake eyes.
No, with the, I had one neighbor. He was a big RV. They're in, like, what, 97 or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't Samantha, was it?
I have no idea, honestly, what you were talking
Samantha
about.
Samantha and what's his face?
Oh, hold on, he did. Okay, hold on. This gentleman used to work with me.
Who?
You said Samantha and what's his face?
Yeah, Samantha and what's his face. I don't, me and him don't get along, so I don't like to say his name.
Sir, you're with the state park?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Yeah, we just got a complaint from a guy named Frank. He was out there shooting BB guns all over the place, and I don't know, did he hit your trailer or something with his BB gun, maybe?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, he was just firing BB guns and arrows all over the place, him and his brother and his kids. And
sir, you have me confused with somebody else. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know. Are you sure you're not just lying? Because it's okay. You're not in trouble or anything. If you could just say you're sorry, I'll pass along the message.
Hold on just one second, sir. I would like to write this down because something does not sound right here.
What do you mean it doesn't sound right?
Something does not sound... Your name is Roy, and you are from...
The state park. The campground.
And you got my number. How did you get my number?
Because I work here. Durr.
Sir, why are you calling me at 10:30 on a Sunday night?
It's just been backed up today. It's been a really busy day, so... Just, you know, okay. A little bit late calling everyone.
Roy, what is your last name, please?
Why'd you put me on speaker?
So that I can write down your information, sir.
Why can't you just remember it?
Sir, I have a number of 1-420-6969. Is that correct?
Yeah, you don't have to say the one, though. That's just like the country code. Who says that, you weirdo?
And you are working with the state park?
Yes, I am. What's the problem?
What's that?
What's the problem?
Can I get your direct supervisor's name, please, sir?
Ryan Jardina.
How do you spell his last name?
I don't know. Like, Carol's here now. You want me to put Carol on the phone?
Who is Carol, sir?
That's the supervisor here today.
Sure. Can I talk to Carol, please?
All right. I gotta go get her. I'm gonna put you on hold.
I don't know who you are, but I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call the state police and I'm going to give them this phone number.
Why?
Because you guys are prank calling and it is ridiculous because it is a Sunday night.
What's wrong with the prank call? I mean, like, is that really worth bothering the state police over?
Yes, ma'am. And now you're just worried because I have your phone number.
Not really. Go ahead and call them. I don't care. Waste your time.
So,
fucking idiot.
You want to tell me who this I'm sure it all started from Jesse Howard.
Jesse Howard? Who the fuck is that?
Well, I'm assuming that that's how you guys got my phone number.
Oh, my gosh. How'd you know about Jesse?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Oh,
but,
crud.
You know,
we're in trouble now.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, well, you guys just have fun.
Hello? Ah, okay, he hung up.
Finally, I got called out on my weird female voice thing. Like, he immediately knew it was fake. And I guess that wasn't the Bob that I thought it was. I just assumed it was going to be the same Bob. I don't see any other Bobs on here, so oops. And he's probably going to notify Frank and Todd before I can get through to him. So that sucks. Everybody knows I'm a prank caller tonight.
Hello, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, this is Roy from the state park. You were staying in our campground this week.
Yeah.
And we're going to send some campers over to your yard. It looks like on Friday of this coming week. And they're going to camp in your front yard.
What's that?
We're going to be sending campers, some people that want to camp. They're going to camp in your yard on Friday. Friday, Saturday.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
Oh, no, it's just it's a thing we do now. Like, if you camp in our campground, we send campers over to your house. If anyone wants to camp in your area.
I see. We didn't actually camp there, but thank you.
Oh, yeah, you did. We have it here in the form.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. What the fuck was that? This is a weird night of prank calling. I want to quit now. This is too weird. I can't get anyone else to pick up. I'm going to try Frank and Todd one last time about their BB guns and their arrows. Because I'm kind of getting a feeling by tomorrow they're going to be notified.
Yes, this is Frank.
Yeah, still no answer from either of them, and nobody else is picking up, so I guess we're done with campgrounds for now. That was kind of fun while it lasted. I feel like I fucked those up a little bit, but maybe I'll have better luck if I try them back tomorrow. Thanks, Michael, for sending those in. I bet you Frank and Todd, they both probably would have figured out it was a prank call too anyway, since everybody else is today, so whatever. I've still got quite a few numbers to call on this list, so maybe I'll make another hobo-sode out of it. I wanted to make this a full-size show today, but nothing's working out today. It's just one of those days, you know? So instead, you supporters get this crappy hobo-sode where everyone knew it was a prank. You're welcome for that. Anything for the Patreons. I should be doing a show tomorrow, because I have a plan tomorrow. I'm on a mission tomorrow. I'm going to be doing some calls that I've done before, and I'm going to be doing the same thing over and over and over for a full-size show, but there's a reason behind it. And it's the same reason that right before I released Free Water, I did a ton of Tenants from Hell calls involving water, because, you know, I needed clips for the song. I'm working on a new song, you guys. It's almost finished. I just need clips for it. Other than that, it's kind of finished. Should I play a clip of it? I think I'm going to play a clip of it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the first verse of the song. Just for the Hobo-sode listeners, the song is finished, but there's a lot of empty spots left in the song, which I purposely left there so I could drop prank call clips in of angry trailer park people. I thought I had some, but apparently not. I went through a bunch of shows last night and couldn't find anything. So here it is, verse number one from the song that I will hopefully release in the next day or two, at least sometime this week, I would think. Unless prank calls just really suck tomorrow, too.
It all started out innocently enough. My mobile home didn't have nearly enough square footage. The closets were full, the whole place was a mess. Till I got a great idea for more space. It was genius, cut a hole in the carpet. Then I broke into the floor, an average-sized opening with a large trap door. I started shoveling dirt for 6 days and nights till I had a trailer-sized hole with an 8-foot height. I finished all of the walls and the ceiling and the floor. I turned half into a man cave and half into storage with a bar and a piano and video games. In the middle, there's a pool table. It's so insane, and it would have been fine if I just stopped there. Wired up the lights and ductwork to condition the air. But once I was done, I knew I just wasn't through. So I built a new staircase down to sub-level 2.
I don't know what negative ions taste like.